Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Time to play Soundbite of the Week, and the game is very simple. We play the soundbites, and you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. When you vote, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We have four soundbites. We'll play them for you, and then it'll be your chance to vote. Your reasons are your own. Just tell us why you're voting for it. You can like it, dislike it, find it amusing, whatever the reasons may be. Soundbite number one comes from an atheist. I don't know who this person is, but he had a rather clever idea. He wants to offer post-rapture pet care.
As long as other people believe in the rapture as strongly as I disbelieve in it, I'm offering those people a service. I don't have to believe it's going to happen to fulfill my contract and to make sure that each of the pet rescuers we have is committed to the program. All of them have blasphemed in accordance with Mark 3:29, which is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, to ensure they would never be raptured, because that is, according to Scripture, the only unforgivable sin. Each one of them has voluntarily submitted to us in writing a blasphemy that would make your hair curl. And that pretty much guarantees they're not going anywhere. One of our pet rescuers in 22 states will come rescue their pet once the rapture happens and care for them as their own.
That soundbite number one, should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Dr. Lawrence White, recently on the program, I asked him, how are we doing with the Reformation today?
Well, I think we are a pathetic failure. Unfortunately, most of Christendom and most of Lutheranism is blending and bending rather than standing and confessing. Even our Lutheran church has failed in that task of ongoing Reformation. We have allowed ourselves to be lured into visions of success and prosperity and institutional growth and bucks and bodies and so forth. What's essential here is the faithful proclamation of the gospel and the message of salvation that it alone can convey. And we need to recognize once again that that message has never been and it cannot be popular in the world or acceptable to the world. Whenever the church and the world manage to coexist comfortably, it's not because the world has become Christian, it's because the church has become worldly. And that's what has happened, most tragically and ironically, to Lutheranism in America today.
Soundbite number two, should it be the soundbite of the week? Call 1-877-623-6943 or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from a guest that remained anonymous, Lynn. She had a story to tell about real-life confession and absolution. And here's Lynn on receiving forgiveness from a pastor.
I needed that forgiveness more than anything I've ever needed in my life, and I was not going to open a Bible. You find forgiveness in the Bible, but if you can believe that, that didn't even occur to me to really do. And pastor was, for me, the open Bible that gave me that forgiveness. And he was an open Bible for me. He was like a a picture of Jesus or something for me. And if this had not happened this way, I don't know how things would be now. I would probably still be very, very tortured by this. And I know that forgiveness comes from Jesus, but thank God that he's put pastors here on this earth to help us when we're looking for this so desperately. I really, really, he really was an open Bible for me.
That was soundbite number 3, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Get ready to vote because here comes soundbite number 4. It's Pastor Heath Curtis recently from one of our pastor's roundtables on the two natures in Christ.
He is God and man united forever, like we say in the Athanasian Creed, not by the turning of the divinity into humanity, but by the humanity being brought into divinity. True or false? Mary is the mother of God. Number 2, God died one afternoon. Number 3, a human being runs the universe. And they're all true because Mary's mother, Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus died one Friday. Jesus is God. Jesus runs the universe. Jesus is a human being. All those are real head scratchers for a Zwinglian. And they want to play some game where they don't even want to talk about such statements. And again, in the person of Christ, the confessors specifically take up that notion of Mary as the mother of God as against the Zwinglians, saying, if you don't confess this, then you really don't understand who Jesus is.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. This break is a good time to call. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. The listener with the best reason for their vote this week will get an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Should it be soundbite number 1, an atheist with his offer of post-rapture pet care? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Lawrence White on how we're doing with the Reformation today. Number 3, Lynn on receiving forgiveness from a pastor. Or 4, Pastor Curtis on the two natures in Christ. We'll be right back hearing from you, your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in Word and Sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
You know, some weeks we have to really look for sound bites. Search around, look, think hard. This week was not one of those weeks. These fell in our lap. Day after day, we were just racking them up. It was time for Soundbite of the Week, and we had them all ready to go. These sound bites are very good this week. And it's your chance to win an LPR bundle package, by the way, by playing Soundbite of the Week with us. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter your vote to at issuesetc. Soundbite number one, an atheist on post-rapture pet care. Soundbite number two, Dr. Lawrence White, how we're doing with the Reformation today. Soundbite number three, Lynn on receiving forgiveness from a pastor. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on the two natures in Christ. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Let's see what Richard in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan has to say. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Todd.
What's your vote this week?
Well, I vote for number two, Dr. Lawrence White. I think it's extremely important today that we need to get the gospel out, a clear message, and help people understand that forgiveness is a free gift and it's available as through word and sacrament. And I think we lose that message too often in the other things that we do to try to attract people to worship services.
Richard, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Twitter your votes at IssuesETC or email us talkback at IssuesETC.org. This email comes from Jason in Hutchinson, Minnesota. He says, I vote for soundbite number one on post-rapture pet care because it both amuses and infuriates me. As a Douglas Adams fan, that would be Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fame, the whole concept appeals to my sense of the absurd, but I'm disgusted at Christians that would utilize such a service. Setting aside any problems with the eschatology it assumes, how can a believer actually reward anyone for rejecting the only way of salvation? Grievous and flabbergasting. Jason, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Mike in Rockford, Illinois, votes for soundbite number one as well, saying, as usual, all of the soundbites are good, but the one that jumps out at me is number one, post-rapture pet rescue. The comical aspect of the entire idea is why I have to vote for this one. I hope that the rescuers get paid in full at the time they sign up for the service. In all seriousness, it is a little disturbing that there are a group of people who are more worried about the fate of their cat or parakeet than whether some of their neighbors have heard the message of Jesus and the forgiveness he offers to the whole world. It goes to show how off-track the church can get when we take up the doctrines of man and put aside the teachings of Christ. Keep up the good work, says Mike in Rockford, Illinois. Mike, thank you. Thanks for listening in Illinois. 1-877-623-6943, your chance to vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, October the 30th. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Someone who emailed us with, I must say, the longest P.S. I've ever seen in my life. I won't read the P.S. I haven't read it yet. It looks rather complicated. But also, a vote for soundbite number three. Lynn is my winner, says Nate in Minneapolis. Her call is priceless. In 1518, after Cardinal Cajetan personally confronted Luther about his view of the papacy, he targeted his view of absolution. Luther expressed true shock. I heard this objection with grief, says Luther, because I had misdoubted nothing less than that this matter would be called into question. In Cajetan's view, quote, one could never be certain that one's contribution was sufficient to effect the forgiveness one hoped to receive. To hold the contrary, said Cajetan, was to teach a new and erroneous doctrine and to build a new church. Amazing. Thank you very much for the quote as well as the vote, Nate in Minneapolis. This email comes from Don in Kansas. He says, a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor White. The big problem for the Lutheran Church today is people who will sell out the true faith for feel-good emotions that have no basis in the Word of God and will only leave people in despair. I couldn't agree more, Don, and thank you for listening in Kansas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Paul in Milwaukee writes with a vote for soundbite number two, I think. He says, once again, a tough call. At the cost of some spontaneity, maybe some soundbite merit criteria ought to be set. The post-rapture pet care seems to combine blasphemy and attempts at humor. The pastor as Bible is moving, if not completely clear, cry from the heart. Watch the pronoun antecedents. More important, he says, pastors apply the word. They are not it. That's true. I don't think Lynn was trying to say that the pastors are the word. But to say open Bible means that which conveys the word. The piece on the two natures of Christ is, to my understanding, well conveys an important idea about two natures, but at the end begs the question of what the Zwinglian reasoning is and how important that is. My winner in the statement on the nature of the church today compared to the Word of God, it is organized, clear, self-contained, incisive, complete on this vital topic, working against it for soundbite of the week. Some voters may be that it's not funny, but it doesn't show the triumph of pastors and sheep in action. Indeed, it demonstrates a church corrupted by sin. People don't like downers, even if true. Thank you very much. Let's see what Chris in Indianapolis has to say. Chris, welcome.
Got to vote for Rapture Pet Care, and here's why. Because that guy thinks he's committed the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I'd get his phone number and share the gospel with him so that Christ can save him. I mean, forget about my dog or cat. That guy sounds like a great target for me.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. That's the odd thing in that pet care one, is they're all trying to qualify for the post-rapture pet care by blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Because they think they can't be forgiven. It would be a great surprise if any of them discover they actually have been forgiven because of Jesus Christ. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Still just a little time for your vote. You can Twitter us at IssuesETC or talk back at issuesetc.org. Coming up in the next hour, Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. We're going to spend an entire hour with him in advance of All Saints, looking at a great hymn called Jerusalem the Golden. I'm sure you've heard it, and if you had, probably will be one of your favorite hymns for All Saints. We'll be studying that hymn with him over the course of the second hour of Issues, Etc. today. A special thanks to Pastor Brandon Jones and St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Long Beach, California. Pastor Jones and that congregation have been kind enough to join the Issues Etc. 300, a group of congregations supporting Issues Etc. in their annual budgets to the tune of $1,000 or more. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click support and you'll find the Issues Etc. 300 right there in a way that you can tell your congregation all about it, an informational flyer that you can print off when you ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300.
We got a tie between post-rapture pet care and Dr. Lawrence White on Reformation Today.
How are we going to do this one?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I will flip a coin. Why bother anyone with the vote? Heads or tails? Craig.
For what? For which one?
Heads, it goes to White, and, okay. And tails, it goes
okay,
to the atheist.
Heads or tails? He flipped it.
I'm going to flip it.
Oh, I thought.
All right, it's flipped.
All right, heads or tails?
Craig. I want Larry White to win. So
yeah. Heads. Tails.
So Larry White wins? Nope.
No heads, it goes to Larry White. So
oh,
it goes to post-rapture pet care provided entirely by blaspheming atheists. Let's hear the soundbite.
As long as other people believe in the rapture as strongly as I disbelieve in it, I'm offering those people a service. I don't have to believe it's going to happen to fulfill my contract and to make sure that each of the pet rescuers we have is committed to the program. All of them have blasphemed in accordance with Mark 3:29, which is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, to ensure they would never be raptured, because that is, according to Scripture, the only unforgivable sin. Each one of them has voluntarily submitted to us in writing a blasphemy that would make your hair curl, and that pretty much guarantees they're not going anywhere. One of our pet rescuers in 22 states will come, rescue their pet once the rapture happens, and care for them as their own.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, post-rapture pet care. Thanks for everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Richard in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. Richard, if you would call us back with your contact information and your shirt size, we'd like to send out to you an LPR bundle package. And thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week this week. Your contact information and your shirt size. When we come back from this break, Dr. Arthur Just is going to join us for the entire second hour of this Friday's program. We're going to study the hymn Jerusalem the Golden. He's professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, it's funny, it's ironic, and kind of sad, isn't it? People preparing to provide a service for pets after an event that they don't believe in, that Christians shouldn't believe in. I mean, I don't think you get any more convoluted than that. Something the Bible never teaches, being believed by Christians, and people who don't believe anything the Bible has to teach, much less in Jesus Christ, trying to help them out after an event that will never occur. I guess the pets, you know, one way or the other, the pets will get fed. When we come back, Jerusalem the Golden with Dr. Arthur Just.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.